Boy, she did go like a railroad down there finishing that. Since we are getting to a point where it's kind of short, the next part says board member reports. We've kind of touched on a lot of different kinds of items here. And Lee Beller isn't here. Val, would you like to say something here?
Yes, I'd like to say pass. You've heard from me, and all is well here. I was sure pleased to have Mark Havishar and my cousin Lou Pratt come and tell us some facts about the road. That's why he's so good looking.
Now I know. Larry Clarkson, would you like to say a little bit?
Poor Lou. I'll just make this real brief, because if I talk very long, I'll just bawl.
Time's up. You know, as we're doing this, understand Larry is running on the board this time, too. And he can, instead of getting upset about things, because I do the same thing, just say a little bit what's happened through the year and tell me why you think you'd like to be on the board again this year.
I always cry when I speak on in public. Doesn't really matter where, at the ranch or high school or at a hunting convention or anywhere. I don't know why. I found out last week why. It's because I really wanted to be a professional singer and nobody lets me sing, and so I cry. So you guys are going to have to listen to me sing today. Just kidding. I'm very... Okay, I'm going to sing. I'm very passionate about Deer Springs. I was surprised today to see so many strange faces. Some are new and some are strange. Some of the old ones are strange too. This year, being as wet as it was early on, I didn't come out and do a lot of the work that I normally do at the ranch, and then I got busy with other things late in the summer, and so I didn't spend as much time at Deer Springs this year as I have in the past 5 or 6 years. So many of you that are new, I haven't seen or met, and there are a lot of you that have owned for maybe a little bit longer time that I haven't seen for quite some time, and I see some that I haven't seen for several years. I'm glad to see most of you that were able to make it out today. Some of the responsibilities that I've had on the ranch, or as a board member, one responsibility has been in buildings and cabins, and mainly I have deferred that all to Ken Lent, who is the committee chairman, who's handled that in a very, very professional way. Ken over here, I appreciate him. I've really turned that over to him completely, and if he has a question or concern or problem that needs to be addressed by the board, he gives me a holler or an email, and that works great, especially for me. Other areas that I have, either through assignment or just by default, taken over was wildlife area and also water. One of my big pushes for forever has been ditches, ponds, and the irrigation type things, retaining water. And this was a perfect year for us to look and see what we could have, should have, would have done. With the water that came, we should have had 10 reservoirs filled to the brim, but we didn't. We've been scraping by on pinch and pennies, and our budget just can't support what we really want to do. And that's not in a way of just going out in big ways and doing any grand commercialization. It's just in maintaining what we have. Not only was the water a blessing, but it was also quite damaging. We lost parts and pieces of our roads, and it takes money to repair it. And those things we need to address ongoing in the future. I'd love to see the big pink red reservoir at the north end of the meadow standing full of water instead of having a steady flow right past it because we neglect to repair it. I have strong feelings. I appreciate all of you that I interact with here at the ranch. I learn from each of you. Barbara had to talk right before me. And mentioned John. Some of you were at his service here at the ranch, and for a goofy old hippie, he sure was a neat guy. He had his own way, and I feel that same way about most all of you that I've had opportunity to get to know on more than just a name and a lot number basis. I hope that we can work together as a overall family group at the ranch to get past some of the differences and problems that we perceive, and that we can each look to create solutions. Every item that's brought up for discussion, there is a solution. There's not a clean cut wrong way and a right way. There's several ways we can make things work. The Metal Canyon Road issue is something that we've talked quite a bit about already. There's only one person on the ranch that has a lot closer to Metal Canyon than I do, and that's Rob Johnson back there, and it basically touches his lot, where he can kick a rock to his lot from the road, and mine's just a little bit further. That's a big issue that does affect our privacy and our security or our peace of mind, but there's great benefits and blessings that can come through granting that to the county, and the other options that they have, and I've discussed this with several of you, from my personal view, the road already exists. It goes right past my lot, and you all drive it, and many other people drive it. Maybe it bothers me. Maybe I can look past it. It would bother me even more to have four-wheelers, Jeeps, whatever, blaze a new trail up and around, closer to many of you than it will be to me. But I'd hate to see that as a new road instead of, you know, us all getting along and possibly placing some kind of restriction on some way to keep it from getting out of hand. And I don't know how that can be done, but I think that's a possibility. Like Kenny said, I am one of the people, by default, I guess, running for the board. And I have, like I said last year, reprioritized some of the things in my life, and unfortunately Deer Springs took a couple of notches down. It's working its way back up. It's not the top of the list by any means, but it's not the bottom of the barrel, and I am here in these next 2 years to help in any way. Any of you are welcome to come to me, call me, email me with questions, concerns, suggestions. Emphasis on suggestions. I have enough of questions and concerns of my own, and I don't need to share them all with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. I'm the next one on the list as a board member. I'm Art. I've had the privilege, my husband and I, Joe Bose, of driving up every month to from Las Vegas to Utah to attend all the board meetings. So when I was asked to say something about what Art did, I thought, well, let me tell you what I have seen come about from all the meetings. And that's the first thing I want to say is I want to invite and encourage all of you. An annual meeting is a time at which you bring things together and you topically look at the issues. When we have the board meetings, sometimes they can last 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Well, that's with lunch. But what I'm saying is, you know, one of the reasons why I felt comfortable of saying, yes, I would like to run on the board was the fact that I had done my homework. I have been at the meetings. My husband has been at the meetings. And I have participated actively in the meetings. When you do that, you're informed. When I did that, I represented you. I talk to the people. My husband talks to the people. We get a feel for what is going on. We get a feel for how the board should work through each month so that the annual meeting comes together and becomes that which all of us can say, yes, we're together. Now, what have I done personally when it comes to the board this time? Dale had said, boy, I like your enthusiasm. What'd you get me into now? Well, would you just do a little flyer here on the horses? Okay, you know, I'm busy. Well, you know, busy people are the ones that get things done. I'm decision-oriented. I'm solution-oriented. Guess what? I'm a teacher, an educator. And I've been an educator for over 25 years. Now I'm a counselor. I think sometimes sitting on the board on the other side for that year, I was able to bring some sort of sensibility, logic, knowledge. That's what I feel I can bring to this board. And what he did ask me to do then was not just this little flyer. I got to do the newsletter. And you know what? I sat there and I wrote it and I wrote it and I wrote it. And I had fun. But don't consider me just a secretary. There's a little bit more to me than just secretary. But I did do the newsletter. And as a board member, I feel personally that the communication from what happens to you is very, very important. Your interests, your ideas are valid. They should be expressed. You come. If not, talk to us. There is a wonderful website. Go to that website. If there's something on it that you don't agree to or you're having problems with, it's not just Barbara, it's all of us, because we should be doing our homework. My husband told me to keep this short, but, you know, he tells me I can talk to a rock, too, so I guess I keep going. Some things that if I look at what we'd like to do for the ranch, and that's what we want to do, build the ranch. Communication. Let's get those newsletters going out. If there's something else you want on there, put it on, let us know. How about vacationing at the ranch? Dale and I spent a couple of hours one Sunday, and we put together some ideas. You know, if you come up here time after time after time, what else can I do? Where can I go? We want you to come to us and tell us, wow, these are some great things. But if you have new people coming to the ranch, we'd like to have some folders in here. Well, do you want to go 5 miles from the ranch, 10 miles, 30 miles? What do you want to do? Well, we'd like to have that information in here available. That's something new and great for us. So the folders will be ready. Some of you haven't even stopped into the shopping over here. You know, you can put things in there for consignment also. Things you've made, different kinds of items. You can go in there and buy and pick up things. We also would like to get going on these road signs. You know, you turn down here in Meadow Canyon Road here in Pipe Springs, you don't know what they are. We had someone that volunteered to actually put that information together. If you'd still like something like that, tell us, because I believe it's really important. Back in the back table, the only one that's got the yellow padding on there, we went together to put newsletters out. And then we get reports, well, we didn't get the newsletter. Uh-oh, you moved. Did you tell anybody? Mm-mm. Can I be included in the emailing? And I don't mean just negative emailing, but let me know something that's going on. Barbara put a real neat report out one day, and she said, wow, the rain and the problems we've had. Please, sign your names over there if you have had a change of name, change of address, phone number, emailing address. Put that information, make it readily available to us. So that's what I am saying here as to what I have seen happen and what I need to see happen. I'm a dreamer. I'm a believer. Being an educator, one of my students came up to me and said, Mrs. Bose, I am so happy that you believed in me. You wouldn't let go. You made me stay in your class. Because of you, I am what I am today. I'm now a doctor. So when I look at that, and I look at Deer Springs Ranch, I'm not giving up. Deer Springs Ranch is something I believe in. And you know what I forgot to tell you? My husband and I built a log cabin So we're permanent residents here, too. But we have had the opportunity of being part of Deer Springs Ranch since 1978. We raised our kids here. We do whatever we can. We love it out here. And we do believe in the basic principles of how the ranch was put together. Someone also one time said to me, "What makes you think you can do that?" I turned around and said, "What makes you think I can't?" I want to be on the board. I want to be part of the governing process. I want to be what you want me to do. And I encourage all of you to be here at the meetings on a regular basis. I may not say everything that you want me to say. I may not feel the same way you do about different kinds of things. But believe me, my heart is in the right place. I am solution-oriented. I want to make decisions to make things right for the ranch and for you and to work out the problem. I'd like your vote. Thank you.
I think all the board members have now reported. I do think that we'd like to ask Larry Walters. Candy's given her campaign speech, and Larry has, and Larry Walters needs to also, if you would please.
I'm the guy that's always running for the board and never getting elected. My name is Larry Walters. Up until about 6 months ago, I lived in Virginia. Now I live in Provo, Utah. I'm on the faculty at Brigham Young University, where I try to teach management. And my students, I think, do reasonably well, probably because they start out in good shape. But I've been an owner here for probably close to 10 years and have enjoyed it thoroughly. I have a great love for the ranch. And I'm also very committed to the success of the Owners Association, and I think we can do well in the future. I would like to see us, there are clearly a number of very difficult issues that we confront, not the least of which is the budget, which you've heard me talk about a bit. But there are also issues about, so what are we going to do? How are we going to raise the means that we need to do the things that we want to do? What about things like Meadow Canyon? What about other kinds of other options as we move forward and look at the future of the ranch? I'd like to be part of that. I think I can help the process as well as bring some valuable perspectives to it. So I would hope that you would support me, though unless everybody votes against me, there's a good chance I'll get elected this time. So thank you.